the one thing I couldn't get away from was CERN. Now, I had been only superficially aware of some of the circumstances and details concerning CERN before I approached this subject matter for this analysis. But I had a feeling that this was something that I needed to do. I needed to get it done, to get it out of the way now. It was important to do it now. There seemed to be a time-sensitive matter for a number of different reasons. And obviously listened to Steve, talked to Steve about it, and Tom Horn, who both of them have been tracking with CERN for a long time. I was convinced I need to tackle this topic. This is really important to point out, to establish that a lot of the occult connections are speculative. Right. on our part as researchers. I don't think I've come across anything that I could consider a smoking gun in terms of an occult connection, but there's so much speculative stuff, so many speculative threads, that when you put the whole when you weave the whole thing together, it's pretty difficult to deny that there is in fact an occult conspiracy in the works regarding CERN. Most people are familiar with, obviously, the statue of Shiva that's outside of in the courtyard near the main facility. But I think that it's important to establish also, to be honest, that statue was gifted to CERN by the government of India, and they graciously received it. So I want to say right off the bat, before we start getting too deep into CERN, that we have to have a fundamental understanding of the way the world works before we can rightly understand the different elements, the mechanisms and machinations, as I put it in my analysis, concerning the occult connections. In other words, we have to be rational about how we view things like CERN. And when you view CERN and anything like CERN from a rational point of view, you can draw the conclusions concerning occult conspiracies and connections. You can draw logical conclusions that are very difficult to refute based on a rational viewpoint. And that rational viewpoint involves a couple of different things in my mind. Number one, there's something that that I've been fascinated with for a long time, and that's called the inevitability thesis, which posits that once a technology is introduced into society, what follows is the inevitable development of that technology. And that happens to be a fact. It's proven itself, that thesis, the inevitability thesis, which is also known as the technological imperative, is a fact that if a technology is introduced into society, and that's the secret ingredient there, the key ingredient, once the technology is introduced into society, once society becomes aware of a certain kind of technology, it is absolutely inevitable that that technology will be developed. It will be developed, and it will be it will be taken as far as it can possibly go, as long as there is a financial incentive or a military incentive or an occultic incentive. And CERN actually has all three of those things incorporated into what they're doing. So that's one thing. We need to understand that according to the technological imperative, the work at CERN is inevitably going to take us to certain places, scientifically speaking and metaphysically speaking. There's no doubt about it. They've begun something that has an inevitable conclusion. Whether they like it or not, whether they want to admit it or not, it is a fact. Then the other thing is that we have to understand from a rational point of view is that much of what happens in civilization, in human civilization, much of the technology that is developed is the result of, shall we say, has nefarious roots. Let's just put it that way. On its face, it may seem like this is just something innocuous. This is, for example, the work that's being done at CERN is something that is that has the goodwill of mankind at its heart. That the purpose is to advance human knowledge, to understand the cosmos, to understand the Big Bang, the universe, just, you know, seconds after the, less than seconds, fractions of seconds after the Big Bang, and so forth. And yes, the vast majority of the scientific community involved in CERN believes that. And I would say that they're under that delusion, that that's what CERN is about. But it doesn't matter what they think. I want everybody watching this to understand, it makes no difference whatsoever what the scientists working at CERN think or want to think or what intentions they have. It makes no difference. They are nothing more than tools in the hands of their benefactors. And when I say benefactors, I'm talking about the people who are funding CERN and the people who are directing CERN from behind the scenes, not necessarily the actual human directors that we see. I don't remember who the name of the actual director of CERN right now. I'm not pointing my finger at the scientists at CERN or the current director of CERN. They may or may not be aware of anything other than their stated objective, which is on their website and which is all over the internet and all over different publications, which is of what I already mentioned, to try and understand what the universe is made of, why we're all here, so forth and so on. However, the same could be said for the scientists that were working on the V1 and V2 rockets for the Nazis, such as Wernher von Braun and his group of scientists. Von Braun actually was imprisoned by Hitler for a while and was at odds with Hitler to a degree. A lot of the Nazi scientists were scientists who had to be Nazis in order to continue to work. And probably in order not to be executed or put into a concentration camp. Einstein was lucky enough to escape the Nazis before he could be roped in and forced to develop the technologies that the other scientists were working on. So he escaped and he came to the United States. But a lot of really, really good scientists did not escape. Some of those scientists were hardcore Nazis. Some of those scientists, like Joseph Mengele, were mad scientists, were evil, were very wicked people who were demented, and were deeply disturbed individuals who apparently enjoyed the sufferings of others and to inflict sufferings on others, sadistic individuals, right? So that exists and always will exist, but to a very minor degree. But the vast majority of scientists who were caught in the Nazi net were concerned only with advancing their particular field of science. They were, for example, the guys that were working on the V1 and V2 rockets and the propulsion technologies that the Nazis invented for the jet engines and so forth. Those guys, many of them were members of the Nazi Party because they had to be. But again, they were focused in, they were zeroed in on their particular and very narrow, by the way, field of study. And that's what they were dedicated to first and foremost. Now, I'm not giving them a pass by any means, although a lot of those guys ended up working for us and were placed in the CIA, the NASA, the NSA, and other organizations along with black projects. And black budget projects. But my point is this. I said all of that to say this. Again, it makes no difference what the scientists at CERN believe, want to believe, or even think about what they're doing. It makes no difference. Just like it made no difference what the scientists working on the V1 and V2 rockets in Germany, and I think it's Peenemünde is the way you pronounce it. I can't remember the island there that they were developing those rockets on. It made no difference whether or not Wernher von Braun just dreamed of being able to go to the stars or land on the moon. It made no difference because Hitler wanted a rocket that he could drop on England. That's all that mattered. Hitler wanted a weapon a Wunderweapon, or whatever they called it in German, a wonder weapon. That's all Hitler wanted, was a destructive device to rain terror on the English. And in fact, they wanted to be able to have a bomb that they could deliver into Manhattan to drop on New York or Washington, D.C. And hey, that's where we got a lot of our rocket propulsion from. That's where we got the idea of missiles that could go up in orbit and orbit around the Earth. The Nazis were developing that. They wanted to be able to drop a nuke on Manhattan, regardless of whatever dreamy-eyed visions that the scientists that were working on those projects had. Again, another very long-winded answer. Sorry.